Quartararo, who routinely handles other murder cases in the West San Fernando Valley, said it has been 3 years since a new lead has come in on the Kanan case. He believes it will take more than detective work to break the case. If we don't have anybody come forward with some information, we aren't going to solve this one, Quartararo said. That the case remains unsolved is frustrating to Kanan's family. Patricia Kanan, now in her late 70s, sold the restaurant she operated with her sister. Because of ill health, she turned management of the shopping center over to her daughter, Patty. The older Kanan declined to comment on the case. Frustration is the word for what we feel, Patty Kanan said. And we feel sadness. We really want to know who did this. Patricia Kanan, who is unmarried, moved last year from the home she had shared with her sister and now lives with her daughter in an undisclosed location. Though the Kanans do not live in fear of the killer, they anxiously wait for justice. My mother and our family have the basic concern that someone out there has killed someone and believes they've gotten away with it, Patty Kanan said. It could be anybody. It was a chilling and very calculated act, and that person is still out there. I hate the thought of someone getting away with murder. Nephew identified as sole suspect in Kanan killing. September 29, 1990. Nearly 6 years after Judy Kanan, a strong-willed businesswoman and descendant of a pioneer family, was shot to death at a Woodland Hills horse stable, the investigation of the unsolved slaying has narrowed to one person, her nephew, according to police and court documents. A search warrant filed this month in Van Nuys Municipal Court identifies 34-year-old Michael Kanan, the son of the victim's brother, as the killer. After the slaying, according to the court document, the suspect told an acquaintance who later became a police informant, "It's a real trip to see something you're responsible for. The bitch got what she deserved." Los Angeles police say they're seeking additional evidence before asking the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office to file murder charges against Michael Kanan, who is in jail on an unrelated burglary charge. The suspect, through his attorney, denied having any part in the slaying. Judy Kanan, 68, was shot 4 times by a masked gunman in a raincoat on January 29, 1985, as she followed her daily routine and arrived at a stable at the end of a cul-de-sac on Collins Street. She was there to feed 6 Arabian horses she owned. The killer gunned her down on the sidewalk and escaped in a stolen car that was later abandoned and set on fire. Police said little evidence was left behind at the shooting scene. And while the investigation stalled, the mystery of who killed Judy Kanan deepened.
End of Disc 6.